Well, a former prisoner and penal reform campaigner says the $1.9 billion investment in corrections should be used instead to keep people out of jail. The money will be spent over the next 4 years on more prison beds, prison guards and rehabilitation for remand inmates. Now, earlier, Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell told the program that he did muddy the waters during yesterday's announcement, but says, quote, all of the work has been done to increase capacity at Waikerea, and the government though would still double bunk prisoners if it needs to.
We don't want to double bunk prisoners, but if we have to, we will do that because, as we've said, we've put public safety at the heart of what we're doing, and we want violent criminals off the streets and in prison where we can actually keep the public safe and then start to work on rehabilitation and trying to get those people to come back and rejoin society in a positive way.
Well, 20 years ago, Cosmo Jeffrey spent 2 years in Christchurch Men's Prison. He is now president of the Canterbury Howard League for Prison Reform and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Cosmo.
Good morning.
What did you make of the announcement yesterday, the minister there talking about rehabilitation being a part of their plan?
I think that's absolutely unfair and not true. What he's talking about is $78 million for people already on remand. So 78 million represents 4.1% of the total spend. So they're spending 2,000 million on putting more prisons, putting more people in jail, and they're only spending 4.1% on rehabilitation. But what the rehabilitation is for people on remand. So people on remand have never been found guilty. How are you can't make people do things if they've not been found guilty. So it's all just a big smoke screen to make their program look good. We all know that putting more people in jail does not solve anything. It makes the problem worse.
Well, the government has campaigned and been elected on doing exactly that. They don't seem to be pulling back from that at all. There will be 100 mental health or addiction services beds. Is that a good thing?
100. Do you know that 75% of all the people in jail have addiction or alcohol problems? So what's 100 beds going to do to solve that problem? We're attacking it from the wrong end. What we should be doing is having early intervention programs. All around the world, early intervention programs. That means looking at the drivers of crime, looking at how people get into that situation where they commit crimes, and solving it when they're young people, when they're even basically just starting school.
Sure.
That's where you affect.
Yes, now I see what you're saying with the ambulance at the top of the cliff. But when you do have these people actually in prison, is it possible? Is there any room in your eyes for success there in terms of helping those people? I know it's just the 100 beds, but with mental health and addiction services and the $80 million for rehabilitation, I know of remand prisoners. But could that be helpful at all? I mean, while they are confined there, to actually help those people?
Well, yes, I think spending 4% of your budget on rehabilitation is laudable. Yes, of course it is. But what is it actually going to do? All these people are going to get out of prison at some stage. If only 4% of the money is spent on rehabilitation, what success are we going to have? Do you know that 60% of all released prisoners go back to committing crimes? 40% of those go back to jail in 2 years. So you're putting all these people in jail, and you know now that 40% of them will be back in jail within 2 years. Does that sound like a successful program?
What did you make of the government hasn't ruled out double bunking prisoners if it needs to? What are your thoughts there?
Oh, well, I've been double bunked most of the time that I was in jail, and I can tell you it's absolutely the worst thing you could ever do. We get calls now from people in Rimutaka prison who are locked up for 23 hours a day, double bunked. They get out for 3/4 of an hour for recreation. And how is that going to solve anything? They just get more angry. You're locked up with someone you don't want to be with. You've got no say over who you're locked up with. And you just have this friction that spills over into the rest of the jail and violence occurs. It's just crazy. It's just will not work.
Okay, I appreciate your time this morning. That was Cosmo Jeffrey. He has spent time in Christchurch Men's Prison, now the president of the Canterbury Howard League for Prison Reform.